Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Jean Campbell, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is, I'm your car and we need to talk. The disrespect is real. I've been with you for 6 years now. Yeah, I know you bought me used and I'd been ridden in by another family who left a few stains on my insides. But all in all, I've been there for you. Lately, it's like you've forgotten how important I am to you. Let me remind you that without me, you'd be stuck in that tiny apartment all day. Let me just lay it out for you. I haven't been cleaned in 7 months. That includes my blue exterior and my light gray interior. I know I'm only a CRV. Hell, I don't have a cool name like Tundra or even Jeep. Nobody even knows what CRV stands for. And I know I'm that boring Honda blue color. But still, I like to look good just like all the other inanimate objects that take up space in the world. And I don't have a choice. I have to go out there and be seen. My windshield is dusty most of the time. Please don't protest by saying that you cleaned my windshield with that disgusting wiper fluid under the hood. It's gross and you know it. Also, last month you left my windows open 2 nights in a row because, according to you, we live in a safe neighborhood and a bunch of yellow pollen flew in. Well, guess where it landed? Under my seats, for one. And some of it got into my headlights. And you know I have allergies. I get that you can't afford to make any major repairs, and I've been pretty patient that you won't put air in my right rear tire, even though the little warning light has been coming on for weeks now. But you can't spend $5 at the car wash? In case you were paying any attention at all, here's what I'd really like done when you take me to car salon. I'm not asking for a paint job or even a professional team to take care of me. No, I just need you, my owner, to step up and act like an adult. First, I really need you to remove the rubber floor mats that are full of sand and leaves, and then the cloth ones. You know, those beautiful black pads that hardly ever get grimy? And it'd be super cool if you could wash down the rubber mats with one of the spray guns they have at the self-serve car wash. Obviously, I know when you finally drive me down to Scrubbles on Highway 7, yeah, I get a little resentful whenever we drive by there, you'll put in a few bucks and use the soapy brush on my exterior. I'd appreciate it, really, man, I would, if you could just not use that wax coating at the end. I don't think that wax spray is approved by the FDA, is all I'm saying. Second, let's get real about my interior. As you know, my seats were once a beautiful ghostly gray that nicely complemented the deep charcoal mats. My outsides have some nicks because I'm old, but good grief, my interior is really feeling rough. There are crumbs in my seats, which feel like sandpaper, thank you very much. And it's embarrassing to have old food sitting underneath my seats. We're talking about whole chicken bones here. So my second request is to get a plastic bag. I know for a fact you have 145 of them from curbside shopping at Walmart, and at the very least, pick up the crap on the floor. That doesn't even cost anything. Again, I'm not trying to get all up in your business, but I don't have my own income or hands and I can't clean myself. One last request. I'm begging you to clean out the cup holders. I know you don't have friends who ride in here anymore because Rona 2020, so I guess you stopped caring. But have some self-respect and grab a little Windex or some soapy water. Scrub out the insides of those nasty-ass cup holders. And one more thing. the Toyota Corolla that sits next to me in the driveway, wants to have a word with you. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.